بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث السادس عن أبي موسى رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: احترق بيت بالمدينة على أهله من الليل، فلما حدث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بشأن قال: إن هذه النار عدو لكم، فإذا نمتم فاطفئوها عنكم. متفق عليه. We are still in this chapter that the importance of sunnah, and we should bring sunnahs into our lives. Every sunnah in every aspect of our lives. Our lives must be guided and molded according to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the sixth hadith narrated by Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that on one occasion, one house in Medina Sharif burned down on its occupants. That is, the house also burned and the occupants in the house also burned. Then فَلَمَّا حُدِّثَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شَانِهُ. Then the next day, when this discussion took place in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that last night this happened, a house burned and the occupants of the house also burned with the house. قال then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إن هذه النار عدو لكم. This fire is an enemy of yours. فإذا نمتم, when you sleep, فأوها عنكم. Then to put it out, put the fire out at night when you go to sleep. So this is a advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also a sunnah, that at night put out the fire. Till today we hear in the squatter camps, informal settlements, that they leave the fires on during winter especially, and then not only that house burns down, but a whole lot of other houses all in that squatter camp also burn down. Also, what the other houses, electrical faults, and then the house catches on fire. So this electricity fire is a very good slave, as long as it's under control. And it is a terrible master. When it controls us, then it causes great harm. As long as we control it, we can take lot of work from electricity, we can take lot of work from fire. But if the fire overpowers us and it controls us, then we are completely destroyed. In the same way, we can understand our nafs also. As long as the nafs is under control, it is a very good slave. Because now we can use the nafs to come to the masjid, to make namaz, to do all righteous deeds. As long as the slave is under control, it will give us very good service. But when the slave is our master and it rules us, then it takes us to complete destruction. To all the evils it will lead us. So we should make an effort on our nafs also and on all the sunnahs as well. Fire has been referred to as an enemy despite its benefits because of its general potential of causing damage to life and wealth. That is, when it is out of control, when we don't control it, it will cause a lot of harm. And when used with control, then it cooks our food for us. It will give us hot water in winter. There are many benefits. We warm our bodies with the fire. Lot of benefits as long as it is under our control. But when that fire goes out of our control and now it controls us, then there is great harm. So a person must be able to draw the dividing line. That will tell where do we take benefit from these things, and we don't allow it to cross the line, and then these things take benefit from us. The command in this hadith has to do with safety and well-being in daily life. So we see that how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was concerned, not only of our dini aspect, but even our dunya's life, matters with regard to our dunya's life. Caution in such matters ensures the protection of life and wealth. A person's lifelong savings can be destroyed in a fire. A person's life can be lost in a fire. So therefore, the control of it is very important and essential. It is common even today to hear of fires starting from electrical heating appliances left switched on negligently. Anything that is just left on negligently, when there is reasonable control over it, and then we leave it on, that is a different thing. But to things which can cause harm, open fires, where it is a bar heater or anything which is an open thing, we don't know when, and shaitan causes something to come in touch with it, and there a fire starts. The hadith illustrates the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon the ummah, as he showed concern for our worldly safety as well as our spiritual well-being. The main concern of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was our success in the year after, and to live a deeni life by which we enjoy a good life of peace and happiness in this world also. But the main object of that is the akhirat. But together with that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and our whole deen of Islam is such that it gives us the goodness of this dunya also. If we bring the proper deen in the correct way, as the foremost common famous dua also is, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanato wa qina adhab an-nar. O Allah, give us the goodness of this dunya also, and the goodness of the akhirah, and akhirat is doubled, and save us from the fire of Jahannam. So there are two things asked for the akhirat, one thing that is asked for dunya. So dunya, our deen, is not only for akhirat, it is even for our dunya here. And deen is for us to practice on here in this dunya. It is the only place we can practice on deen. When we die, then we cannot practice on deen. This is the opportunity to practice upon it, and in Allah, in His mercy, gave us such a perfect deen that it will see to our needs, save us from harm in this world also, and moreover, the year after as well. Any form of light or heat that is controlled or harmless may be left on when one goes to sleep. When things are under control, and also we should make sure that there aren't any faults in them, especially electrical appliances, that as long as the wiring, everything is proper, then we can leave it on at night. But if there is a danger in it, then we should definitely switch it off and take no chances whatsoever. And in fact, even in the day, it can cause a fire. So we should have these things attended to, looked after, maintained also properly. Electrical wires which have become worn out, plugs which have become loose, etc. We should be very, very careful about that. Our little children can also be harmed with all these things. Therefore, all these things which can cause harm, slipping on the floor, on the tiles, mats which are lying around, anything like that, we must be very careful about that so we don't cause harm to ourselves. May Allah give us the protection of deen, dunya and akhirah, and all the goodness which is in our perfect deen. Wa akhiru da'wana.